For $500,000, CBS News has Richard Nixon. Three sessions of The Man and His Music. The final cut to be aired tonight on 60 Minutes. If you watch the first two segments, you know by now that Mr. Nixon has taken advantage of a friendly format to update some of his greatest hits, including these oldies. I Should Have Destroyed Them, Resigning Said It All, Stupidity at Its Very Highest, and Heckled by Experts. He also throws in some contemporary stylings. Tonight, as he mimics a former Senate colleague, you'll hear him croon this one.
In came Bill Jenner, and says, "He's thin, boys. Thin as piss on a rock."
But in spite of all this charm, these interviews are drawing attention not so much for what Mr. Nixon says in them as for the financial deal behind them. CBS News paid an independent production company $500,000 for this material. Some newspaper critics say that's checkbook journalism. It doesn't help any that the fellow asking questions is not a CBS News reporter, but a personal friend of Mr. Nixon, a former White House aide named Frank Gannon. Well, CBS people have answered back that they've clearly identified Gannon for who he is. And besides, the print critics are hypocrites. They, too, shell out fees for similar material. First-person memoirs, for instance. Well, that parallel is valid. CBS's response is correct, as far as it goes. But merely saying, "You guys do it too," hardly settles the issue of checkbook journalism or defines the range of its moral stakes. For instance, it is inexcusable when a reporter pays a source to withhold vital public information from other competing reporters. It's wrong for anyone to put a price tag on hard breaking news. And it's shabby for journalists to accept any kind of conditions for presenting information, whether they've paid for it or not. It seems less wicked for a newspaper or a network to purchase historical or human interest information from an outside source. The Nixon interviews would seem to apply here. Point number two, the moral burden in checkbook journalism does not just lie on the press. What about those who accept the money? Let's say you're a former cabinet member who knows a dirty secret about chemical warfare, but you keep it to yourself until I hand over your asking price. Who's the bad guy in that case? Point number three, checkbook journalism is ingrained into the system, and the payoff does not always involve money. Competing news organizations can offer prestige, wide circulation, a big audience, celebrity status. Where there's a quid, there's a pro quo. And lastly, this point. It's curious, almost comic, but checkbook journalism on television almost always leads to disaster. The network usually ends up paying dearly for paying dearly. In 1975, CBS News paid H.R. Haldeman $50,000 for an exclusive interview with Mike Wallace. Haldeman took the money, said almost nothing, and CBS got a lot of bad press. 3 years later, NBC News flung $1 million at Henry Kissinger for his views on foreign policy. A reverse fiasco. Kissinger couldn't stop talking. He overwhelmed the regular NBC correspondents who tried to mediate his opinions. Embarrassment and frustration all the way around. With these general thoughts in mind, let's turn again to the current Nixon interviews on CBS.
What was it like running against the Kennedy political operation and the Kennedy money in 1960?
It was rough, because they were smart, they were rich, they were ruthless.
Good television? You bet your bugging device. But journalism? Not what you'd call unimpeachable. Throughout the interview, Frank Gannon has followed an artful pattern. He leads with a tough-sounding question. The former president answers the question at length and in great detail. His answer is self-serving. That's normal for anyone being interviewed. But then, there is something missing from Gannon's arsenal. That something is the follow-up question. Any news person knows that follow-ups are the key to a meaningful interview. This is the journalist's chance to probe the logic or the accuracy of what has just been said. But Frank Gannon almost never follows up. And in that omission lies the difference between a news document and what we have here, a video souvenir. Now, the Nixon interviews do indeed make for fascinating theater. But when critics yell checkbook journalism, they're only half right.